for God, I die.
Yeah.
And then it hurts to try to get real fancy with the thing. Let nothing separate me from the love of God. The devil heard to say, Sister Taylor, he said, I'm going to put it to a test. He's going to put you to a test. He's going to change some situations. He's going to make it look like you're about to go under. He's going to make it look like there is no help. He's going to try to make it look like that God lied to you.
Oh, bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus.
But I'm here to tell you, you got to tell the devil, your eyes may shine, your teeth may grit, but this joy of mine, you just can't get.
Joy.
Our choices is a vote, whether we for God or for the devil. Isaiah say it like this. Whose report
will you believe?
I choose to rejoice. Now Habakkuk's name means twofold. His name means embracer, but it also means wrestler. It means one who embraces, but at the same time, I'm talking about somebody here.
All right.
Who is wrestling.
Yeah.
You embrace the word, but you wrestle with the word.
My Lord. Look out now.
In other words, he was saying, I won't understand. How can I keep speaking your word when I have zero understanding? That's the problem. We always want to be in the know. It ain't your business to know. He said, my ways are higher than your ways. And my thoughts. Yes, so it ain't your business.
Yeah.
That's why the devil gets you. Because he makes you want to know what's going on or how God going to do it.
Yeah.
Just know that he's going to do it.
He's going to do it.
Now, they was worried about paying taxes. The situation said, we ain't got no money.
No.
I ain't see no money in my pocket. Oh, God. My debit card is saying zero. My checking account saying $10. But God said, let's go out there and let's get a fish. Huh? If we and just open up the mouth, and you will find what we're gonna get what we need. Now, to try to get an understanding, see, trying to get an understanding makes you fall in a thing you don't like to hear saying disobedience. Or trying to understand gonna cause you to be in disobedience because it ain't for you to understand. It just do.
Just do it.
Now, when I was in the military, since I'm in the military community, we didn't question the order that was given.
Amen.
We did it.
Yeah, that's right.
Then we talked about
yes,
it. But we want to talk about it first, Sister Moss, before we do it.
Yeah.
And then we miss it.
Miss it.
And we wonder why. Well, God, you ain't doing it. No, you just chose not to do. Like I say, he said, heaven and earth will pass away.
Yes.
but my word.
Yeah. My word.
Tell somebody, the only thing that's holding me together is the word of God.
It's the word of God. It's the word.
God's word is a lamp unto my feet and a light
unto my path.
To my path.
Yay.
When you get a lamp, you can see where you're going. And when you're in light, darkness gotta go.
Yeah. Darkness with me.
Now when you consider the text, I begin to look at the verse 17 and 19. He started off deep with a very unusual word. He started off the 17th verse with, although.
Although.
Now, Pastor, I thought it was a very unusual to start the scripture off like that. Then I began to think, what part of speech is it? Uh-huh. Well, it's not a noun. It's not a verb. It's not even an adverb or adjective. I found out that although is a conjunction. Y'all got to move that thing. I'm going to trip over it in a minute. Conjunction, junction. What's your function? Hooking up phrases and clauses. A conjunction is what hooks up a phrase or a clause. It is used to join two phrases, two words, or two clauses that are contradictory in meaning. Whenever there's a presence of a conjunction, whatever happened in the beginning, by the time you reach to the end, it gotta change. In other words, where it started off, it ain't going to end like it started off.
Yeah.
Wherever God is, no matter how it starts off, it got to change.
Yeah.
I came to tell the children of the Most High God, just because of the way a situation looks, no matter how bad it looks, by the time you get to the end, it's gotta change. Oh, you better curse somebody. Tell them, it gotta change. I might have started off this way, but, I once was lost, but, it changed.
Yeah.
I was lost when I started out.
Yeah.
But changed that situation. I ain't lost no more. Now I'm found. I once was blind. But now I see. Y'all see. I heard Job say, I'm going to wait till my change comes. The word of God is that bridge that'll take you over from the beginning to the end. I heard David declare, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. When we look at verse 17, Habakkuk said, although the figs have no fruit, there's no grapes on the vine. The islands done dried up. Oh, my God. The fields are hit.
Yeah.
And buried. The flocks done died. Oh, my God. The cattle barnage. There's no food, but there's no water. But I will. But I will rejoice. In spite of what I'm going through, I'm still going to give God a praise. Even though I'm down to my life, there's no help in sight. I'm still going to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. I've been through the storm and the rain.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I suffered heartache and pain.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
I choose to rejoice.
Yes. Yes.
Not because of my situation.
Yes.
In spite of
my
situation.
Yes.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I choose to tell him thank you.
I choose
to say hallelujah.
Yeah.
I choose to wave my hand. I choose to give him the glory. Why?
Yes, Lord. In spite of.
I heard a songwriter say, if the Lord never does anything else for me, he's already,
yeah,
already done enough for me to tell him thank you. He's done enough. He's done enough. He's done enough. He's done enough. I choose. My choice ain't based on my situation. My choice ain't based on my understanding.
Yeah.
My choice ain't based on my circumstances. Because you see, I tried.
Oh,
and I found out
he's
a bridge
over
troubled water.
Yeah,
I found out
he's
a wheel
in
the middle of a wheel.
Yeah.
I found out he is a promised king. I choose to rejoice even though I ain't got nothing. I'm gonna praise him. Listen, you wonder why the enemy is playing happy, because you choose to give him credit. But if you begin to praise God, I'm reminded of Paul and Silas. The Bible says they've been whipped all day long. But at midnight, woo! But at midnight, Paul and Silas begin to pray and praise God. They did it. Oh, the devil said, where you gonna praise him for? I done whipped you all day long. But I know the God. If it don't bring me out, it's not because he's not able. If it don't deliver me, it's not because he can't, because
he knows.
He knows.
He knows
the way that I take.
Yeah, yeah. He knows.
I choose. I'm going to leave this and I'm going to sit down. Just like I choose you this day. It's your choice.